to lift him up. And then after that, we asked Sister Henry to pray for the pastor and his student.
Heavenly Father, we come to you because you know all about us. That this time, Lord, we bring your manservant, Lord, before you. Lord, you know all about him.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask that today you use him in a special way.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, O Lord, that as the words that you give him go forth.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask that souls will be blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Pray, Lord, that if there's someone here who do not know you,
yes,
they'll come to know you.
Yes,
because, Lord, we have this moment. Tomorrow is not promised
yes,
to us. So, Father, we ask that you just anoint him afresh at this time as he comes with your word. We praise with thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
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 Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Pastor Paul.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Henry, you always bless us when you sing.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Make today the best day of your life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being together in your house again. And we thank you that you're here with us. And Lord, we pray now that you'll speak to our hearts. May your message for us be clear. Use even me, Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Some people are stuck in the past. They're captivated by past errors and regrets, which hold them in bondage and disallows them from enjoying today and looking forward to a brighter future. Other people, through unrealistic dreams and wishful thinking, live in a future that will never materialize. Living in the past or in the future only keeps us from making today the best day of our lives. The reality about today is that today is the tomorrow we worried about yesterday. And if we're not careful about how we use today, it will be the yesterday we will regret tomorrow. Therefore, today is the most important day of the rest of our lives. Our entire future depends on the choices we make today. Psalm 118:24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Today is all we have, for tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So what we do today is of paramount importance. When I was about 6 years old, my teacher, Miss Ben, never forget her, said something to me that I've never forgotten. She said, "Lincoln, never put off for tomorrow what you can do today." Never forgot it. That's amazing. In other words, make hay while the sun shines. For tomorrow might be stormy. The sun might not shine tomorrow. None of us is guaranteed a tomorrow. So day by day, we must rise above our problems and our daily struggles, putting the Lord first in our lives. putting our trust in Jesus, who alone can guide us safely through the daily problems we encounter. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 reminds us, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. If we put our trust in the Lord, we will not be overcome by our problems. A man's favorite donkey fell in a deep hole. He could not pull it out, no matter how hard he tried. So he therefore decided to bury it alive. As the soil was poured onto the donkey from above, the donkey felt the weight of the dirt and shook it off and stepped on it. More soil was poured in. It shook it off again and stepped up. The more soil was poured, the higher it rose. And by evening, the donkey was out grazing in green pastures. Sometimes in life, you find yourself in trouble. You find yourself in a rut you can't get out of. It just seems like more trouble keeps pouring in on you. You have two choices. You can lie down in the hole, give up and let them bury you, or you can rise above them. Not in your own strength, but remembering Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Remembering Psalm 46 verse 1, which says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Remember Nahum 1 verse 7, which says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Today is all we have, so we must use it wisely. This is the day the Lord has made. We must rejoice and be glad in it. Verse 12 of Psalm 90, which we read today, says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. If we are wise, we know that each day we need the Lord's guidance, that each day we need to arm ourselves with the Lord's protection. Ephesians 6:11 says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Each day when we dress to leave home, let us leave home clothed in the armor of God's protection, that we may be able to stand in the evil day. As we put our pants or our skirts on, let's be reminded to gird our loins with the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we put our shirt on, let us also put on the breastplate of God's righteousness. As we put on our shoes, let our feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, ready to go wherever God wants us to go today, to spread the good news of his everlasting love and grace. As we put on our watch, let us be reminded that there is no better time to do so than today. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Seek opportunities today to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Guard your heart with the shield of faith by allowing the Holy Spirit to be your guide and protector in everything you do. As we take up our hats, let us be reminded that we take with us the helmet of salvation. And we also take with us the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, planted in our hearts and in our minds. Instead of trying to fix yesterday today, we should learn from yesterday's errors to ensure that those errors are not repeated. Once a man visited an elephant trainer. As he passed the elephants, he suddenly stopped, confused by the fact that these huge animals were being held by only a small rope tied to their front leg. There was no chains or any cages. It was obvious that the elephants could at any time break away from their bonds, but they did not. So he asked the trainer why the animals just stood there and made no attempt to get away. Well, the trainer said, when they were very young and much smaller, we used the same size rope to tie them. And at that age, it's enough to hold them. So they grow up and they're conditioned to believe that the rope can still hold them. So they never try to break free. The man was amazed. These animals could at any time break free from their bonds, but because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck right where they were. Many of us go through life unable to break away from old habits because we believe we can't. God has provided for us salvation from sin and freedom from the bondage of those old habits, but we must access the power available to us through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Just as any appliance is ineffective until it is plugged into the source, likewise are we without the power of the Holy Spirit until we learn to put our trust totally in Jesus Christ. When we come to faith in Christ, He offers us a new beginning. All the sins of the past are forgiven and forgotten. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We are now a child of the King, born again and adopted into the family of God. Although we should live our best life today, it does not mean that we should live recklessly as though there is no tomorrow. Because tomorrow will bring the rewards or consequences of our actions today. For as a man soweth, so shall he also reap. And so therefore, we must be responsible in the way we use today. Firstly, we should thank God for it. Every morning when you get up, as you put your foot down, you thank God for a new day. For every day, my friend, is a gift from God. And as such, we should use it responsibly. When I was a therapist, I had a patient who, when asked, Mr. So-and-so, how are you today? He would always say, every day above ground is a good one. How true. And the hymn writer says it this way, great is thy faithfulness. O God, my Father, morning by morning, new mercies. I see all I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen. We should rejoice and be glad in it.
Thank you, Lord.
Being glad is being happy. Yeah. We should enjoy it, but make sure our enjoyment is according to that which pleases God. With each new day come new opportunities to do something meaningful for someone else. We believers are called to care about each other. Galatians 6:2 says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. If we love God, we will also love and care about each other. Jesus said in Mark 12:30, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Showing love to one another is more than shaking hands on Sunday mornings. Have you noticed how everyone seems so happy, as if there's not a problem in the world in their life on Sundays? But we all encounter problems and challenges in our lives of one kind or another from time to time. It is therefore important for us to lift each other up during the week as well. We must pray for each other. A phone call goes a long way. Little gifts mean a lot. Doesn't have to be big gifts. Mangoes, avocados, banana bread, whatever it may be. It means I care about you. In days gone by, you might remember those days, women would get together and sew and bake and pass a little canteen over the fence. Remember that? Now everyone is taken up with their cell phones. Well, at least use it to call somebody and cheer them up. But if we love God, we will love and care for each other. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 says, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God who he has not seen? We can begin today, my friends. Begin today to let the love of God flow through you to bless the life of someone else. Let forgiveness pour out of your heart. Let kindness pour out of your heart. Let compassion pour out of your heart. Let unselfishness pour out of your heart. Let humility, truthfulness, and patience pour from your heart. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In Matthew 5:14, Jesus says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. The Lord gives us one day at a time. And it is very important what we do with today. As we ask the Lord to teach us to number our days, let us remember to apply our hearts unto wisdom. As we say that, we're saying, Lord, we recognize the urgency of our assignment to tell others of your love. We recognize the brevity and temporality of our days. So may we not procrastinate. Today can change the rest of your life from hopelessness and despair to one of peace and joy. Today you can change your verdict from guilty to forgiven. Today you can change your destination from hell to heaven. Everlasting life in heaven. The thief on the cross knew what it was to make good use of today. He cried out to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And so today I want you to know that God loves you with an everlasting love. It does not matter what you've done in the past. He loves you anyway, and he wants you to come to him just the way you are and let him be Lord of your life. As Lord of your life, he will do the cleaning. He will cleanse you and fill you with his Holy Spirit and use you to live a life that glorifies his holy name. Jesus said in Luke chapter 5 verse 22, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You know, the story is told of a popular speaker who started off a seminar by holding up a $20 bill. A crowd of 200 had gathered to hear him speak. He asked, who would like this $20 bill? 200 hands went up. He said, I'm going to give this $20 bill to one of you, but first let me do this. He crumpled the bill up and then asked, who still wants it? All 200 hands still went up. Well, he replied, what if I do this? So he dropped the bill on the floor and he stomped on it with his shoes. He picked it up and showed it to the crowd. The bill was all crumpled and dirty. Now who wants it? All the hands still went up. My friends, he said, I have just shown you a very important lesson. No matter what I did to the money, you still wanted it because it did not decrease in its value. It was still worth $20. So often life crumples us up and grinds us in the dirt. So often we make bad decisions or deal poorly with our circumstances. We feel worthless. But no matter what has happened or what will happen, you will never lose your value to God. You are special and God loves you dearly. Some of us, as we grow older, become weary of everything leaving us. For our children grow up and leave. And then our health begins to leave. Then our memory leaves and our sight leaves. The hair on our head is gone. Our teeth leave. Our energy leaves. Our friends and loved ones begin to leave. But Jesus said in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, growing older means growing spiritually stronger and wiser with so much greater vision and wisdom than before. Do it today. I invite you to come to Jesus today. Come to him repenting of your sins, and he will forgive you and bless you and use you to his glory. Today, give him your heart. Today, give him your worship. Today, give him your future. Today, give him your devotion. Today, give him your service. Today, give him your love. The best day of your life is the day you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That could be today. So if you're here today without Jesus Christ, make today the best day of your life. 1 John 1 verse 7 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Verse 8 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so I encourage you today to surrender your all to Jesus. Do it today. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the reminder that you've given us today. This is the day that you have made. May we rejoice and be glad in it. Help us to do something positive for you today, to bless someone in your name. And I pray for anyone within the sound of my voice who today needs to surrender their all to you, O Lord. Give such a one wisdom to know how important it is that they should do so. Give them courage to do it, and do it without delay. And so, Heavenly Father, we leave all in your hands now. And we wait upon you. And we give you all praise and all glory, for you alone are worthy. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is number 275, I Surrender All.